Hey,
hey!
Before we get started, happy Black History Month.
Fuck, never mind, there's the cold open. I was not expecting that. You're so earnest. Just, hey, before we get started, I have Black History Month. Not that it's a laughing matter, it's just I was not expecting that at all. Of all the things that have been said that could be said on this podcast, I was not expecting just a regular kind of wholesome thing.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
This is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
We were talking about poop earlier. And that was something. To shit or piss really... It's weird that it takes precedence over almost everything in your life when not like just having a general feeling, but like when you're on the verge of pissing yourself or shitting yourself, there's very few things that can interrupt that. Like that can take precedence. Like it's like, I feel diarrhea. Like if I fart, I'm shitting my pants. Like any sudden movement, I'm shitting my pants. I need to find a toilet now. There's nothing that's like, oh, hey, if you fill out this paperwork, we'll give you $1 million. Like, I really have to shit, though. It's like,
that's fair.
Hey, if you do this quick 2-minute task, we can actually find the cure to cancer and we could save millions of lives. Like, but I really have to shit. It's like, can it wait? It can't. Like, I don't know if this, like, has there ever been something.
I feel like at that point you just shit yourself, right? Like you just take
that's
one to
what
the
I was
team.
Getting at. Is there a situation where you'd be willing to just shit your pants, like for the greater good? Like not in a situation like that, like an outlandish do this and get $1 million to do this and save the world. Is there like a normal everyday situation that you would risk shitting your pants to get done?
I mean, like day to day, I really don't think so. I've had some really close calls, and oh, actually, I sent you a picture about a bad first date earlier. So one of the local Instagram things I follow in Kentucky here, their whole theme, like leading up to Valentine's Day, has been bad first dates. And I didn't send you one about someone shitting themselves, but there were multiple that were either he pooped his pants and had to leave. Or I pooped myself
and had to leave.
And I was like, why is that so common? Especially on first dates. Like,
you're nervous.
I'm going to do everything I can to prevent that from happening.
Oh, I had a date somewhat recently where I was nervous for it, but I was like, I got to shit before I leave just to make sure that doesn't happen while I'm there. You haven't been on a date in a while because you're married like a nerd.
I mean, I was going to say we still go on dates, but we don't even.
You haven't been on a first date in a long time.
There you go. That's fair.
I exclusively go on first dates.
Why is that?
I don't know. Ask them.
God.
Yeah, that just dawned on him. And then we were talking about pooping today, and you had a bit of a poop debacle, if you will. Want to tell the people about your poop problems?
Yeah, I had to poop. That was essentially the problem. So I was getting one of my bathrooms remodeled. I'm remodeling one of my bathrooms, but I had the plumber in there today to replumb the entire bathroom. I didn't really plan this out well. He was supposed to start at like 8 a.m. It didn't start until like 11. And I was in the middle of working when he came. Didn't really think about it. At some point, I realized, okay, yeah, the water is turned off. Does that make sense? Because he's working on the plumbing. And I really, really got to take a shit. I don't know, maybe 30 minutes into this, I felt like I had to tell someone, so I texted Jimmy.
Of course.
I don't remember exactly what my first comment was. It was probably just, I have to take a shit and the plumber's here.
I remember what started this conversation with poop, because you texted me. We were texting about the show, and you said, also, I've had to poop for 30 minutes, but the plumber is here and the water is off. And then I responded, I had lunch at a Russian restaurant today, and now I have diarrhea. Just call me Splatomir Poopin. Which is funny, because I came up with that and sent it to my sister, and then you just happened to tell me that you had to poop. So I was like, hey, perfect. Send that to him too. But then in conversation, it just comes back up again. You say, I'm about to just go in and not flush. I think they have like 30 minutes still. If I had a car, I'd drive to a nearby store.
This is true. I thought about walking to Kroger, but I really didn't want to risk it.
Oh, yeah, because you might shit yourself on the way and it'd be all for
Yeah, and that would have been much worse.
Because then you'd have to walk back with shit pants.
At first, I was going to be like, no, I just would have left my pants, but walking back without pants is even worse.
Yeah, what's worse, walking back with shitty pants or no pants and a shitty ass?
Dude, I don't know. I've been there.
With pants, because then if you're walking just bottomless, just Donald Ducking it on the way home with shit in your ass.
The worst part is there's a daycare on the corner of my street. I think I probably would have had a record by the time I got home. Probably would have called.
But then later you said, plumber's back. I might be able to poop today. It's been over an hour now.
It was. I looked at it. It was like 53 minutes later or something. It was insane.
Oh, so he wasn't currently in the house working. He had left for something.
He left for like half an hour to go get extra parts.
Oh, at that point, I would have just like shit in the backyard if no one was home.
No, one of them left. The other one was here. Just piddle farting around in the bathroom. I don't know what he was doing. But Jesus. Yeah. I legitimately like, I was like, I have a big backyard. I have multiple structures.
You have an auxiliary building. You can go in there and poop in something. You have that weird little like window room with like a dirt ground.
Why would that be it's not a dirt. Oh, the one that's like attached out the back.
Yeah.
The like cold room.
That doesn't have like,
it's not the room I want to poop in.
I mean, it seems like it already has poop in it. Like that'd be the place to put poop.
Yeah. I think a possum lives in there.
Probably possum poop. Add some human poop to assert your dominance. Ooh. Like, you call that a turd.
Yeah, that possum doesn't care. I went out there and just talked to it the other day. Like, I saw it in the backyard and hopped out there. He was not that afraid of me. He kind of just walked off.
You haven't shown him what you can do with that ass.
That's fair.
But anyway, so with your...
I do want to talk about...
We're not done with the poop story yet.
Okay. I'm trying to be done. For our listeners' sake, I'm trying to be done with poop. I'm trying to get into the news.
We'll get to the news, but we have to get through this first. Because I suggested that you poop in a mug and give it to him. And just be like, sorry to bother you, but could you flush this for me when you're done? And just hand him like a mug of poop?
Yes, this is fair. Uh-huh.
But then you suggested the shop vac.
I do have a shop back in my office, which is where I was waiting for them.
And then my idea of that, well, my first thought process, when you said shop vac, I was like, so are you just going to like shit in the corner and like suck it up? Or are you going to like put the tube up your ass and then shit so you don't have to wipe and like suck it out?
I'm not a heathen. Like, if I was going to do it, I would just use the container. Like, I would just take the top off if I had to use a shop vac.
But then I read that part later and laughed even harder because I imagined, because you said you're going to put in reverse and shoot the shit back in the toilet.
Well, yeah, like I don't want to like scoop it out. That's gross.
Just imagine.
Again, not a heathen.
But that was a situation of Chloe just in the other room hearing like wheels moving and then seeing you pull the shot back. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it. Then you just hear.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. You hear. But then it's just going to hit and splatter everywhere.
The worst part of this is I thought about this afterward. I have another bathroom. Like, I have a toilet. Like, we were putting out alternate scenarios. I have a toilet I could have used. I just couldn't flush.
Was there water in
it? You can't flush.
You could put water in it.
No, there was water in it.
Oh, is it?
But you can't flush. he was working on the drain. If I would have flushed, he would have got a face full of whatever I flushed.
I just imagine it like a reservoir in front of him, and then just a turd goes by. It's like, what was that?
No, he was legitimately hooking up the drain for my other toilet that I'm getting installed. So
that's why we're idiots. Because then when I told you about
exactly like on my own, I was like, oh, I can just go and not flush. The second the two of us started talking about it together, I was looking up alternate pooping containers. I was literally 10 feet away from a toilet.
But then the last point of the story before we can finally leave the audience at peace. When I suggested you put the tube up your ass far enough to where when you poop, you don't have to wipe. You sent me a picture of the shot vac with like a long straight plastic tube. Maybe like what, like 3 feet long?
The tube is currently, it is about 3 feet long. Yeah.
But it's like just the hard plastic, just a straight, almost like a PVC pipe. You said
it's stuck.
The nozzle is stuck that long, might be an awkward angle. And then my mind went, that's why I cut it off from talking to you about it. Cause I was like, one, are you trying to just like sit down on top of it? Like, how are you trying
I was like, that's what came into mind when you were,
Oh, I was like, no, you don't sit on it. You like probably like lay down or get on like your hands and knees and insert it. But then thinking that
I didn't put that much thought into this.
I did. But
clearly,
cause as I thought of that, I imagine the plumber walking in to tell you, hey, toilets are, and then just seeing you put a shot vac tube up your ass. Because for some reason you're facing, you're on your hands and knees facing away from the door, so he just goes into tube up your ass.
Way more thought into this. Look over your shoulder,
like, oh, hey, thanks. Have a good day.
God damn.
But then you could have also had Chloe help, and it would have been even weirder, like him walking in and your wife putting the tube up your ass.
Speaking of a load of shit, have you heard of this representative from Georgia?
No.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes, I did. But why don't you tell the audience, like, I don't know, or like they don't know.
Oh, no, she's just an awful person. am I telling you or am I telling them?
I know, vaguely. But
you don't? Okay, well, why don't you tell them then? I'll have you.
Dude, I'm lying.
So she's the representative from Georgia, a very conservative part of Georgia, which is fine if that's your deal. But she has publicly supported and backed multiple conspiracy theories, such as the Parkland school shooting was a hoax and everyone was actors. 9/11 didn't happen. What are some of the? She's just a QAnon backer. Believes that the election was rigged. There's been some bullshit about.
Is she the one that COVID that said she was immediately going to file for an impeachment of Biden?
I don't know if she was the one. She probably backed it though. I forgot the other one. I just had it that she crazy shit she backed. Yeah, she is pretty much the one, and she was on two committees. One of them being education. And they're like, wait, you're on the education like House committee and you don't believe in school shootings? Like she publicly came out and said these school shootings were a hoax. Plus, not to mention like all these other things that clearly we shouldn't be telling our students. So anyway.
Oh, also this random headline, just Googling her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene indicated support for executing prominent Democrats in 2018 and 2019 before running for Congress.
Yep, she told, and for the most part, all of these were things she said and or supported before she ran and was elected to Congress, but she has not publicly refuted any of them or said that she changed her mind. Apparently, she said it in private. The worst part is, like, her Republican colleagues haven't been like, no, that's bad. Like, only a handful of them have spoken out. Anyway, there's a vote, and essentially the House stripped her of her committee duties because she's awful. God, that was my political moment for the week. Oh, that and Mayor Pete got confirmed, or not just confirmed, but sworn in as transportation secretary.
Yeah, that's good. But then real quick with her, you know she's bad when another headline is Mitch McConnell says Marjorie Greene Taylor's views are a cancer for the GOP. If fucking Turtle Boy is speaking out against you, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Granted, if Turtle, let's rephrase that. If Turtle Boy is speaking out against something in the correct direction, because he spoke out against stuff that was good.
To be fair, he generally just has no spine. Like, McConnell is going to do whatever
figuratively and
gives him,
literally, because he kind of looks like an invertebrate, but.
Yeah. He literally will do whatever is good for his political career. Like, he just got elected, just got reelected 6 more years. He'll probably ride that out and retire. Like, he's good for the next 5 years. So, I don't know that he has much more. I feel like he should loosen up a bit, and now he's probably like, well, fuck, I got nothing to lose. So, he might start doing the right thing, but I highly doubt that.
He's just going to go back into his shell for the next couple years. Hopefully.
Who knows? There's a weird thing where they're splitting power now in the Senate, so who the fuck knows? Democrats have the real power. They might get stuff done, although it's been iffy so far. And their bipartisan talk has been kind of shit. But anyway. See, I shoot at both sides. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't. If you're fucking stupid, you're fucking stupid. I don't care what color tie you got on. I just had this conversation with someone about getting called. I got called a millennial like it was supposed to be a derogatory term. In the sense of we were talking about me filing taxes and about state tax and all that, because they're from Florida and they're like, oh, we don't pay state tax. I was like, okay, yeah, but don't complain about potholes and shit if you're not paying taxes, or like the type of people that aren't paying their taxes and then shit doesn't get done in the community. But, It was like, oh, you're sounding like a millennial. I was like, you mean like having like coherent thoughts, like wanting to better.
I know how government works and
wanting to work for the greater good of the community rather than just myself. Huh? I guess I'm a millennial. No, it's because I was born in 91. I'm a millennial.
I go back and forth. So I was a registered independent for the longest time. And in Kentucky, I had to pick a side, because otherwise you don't get to vote in the primaries. We're one of those states. New Jersey, I was allowed to be independent. I could pick either way. I think Indiana, too. You can just pick a party on primary day, if I remember. The last time I voted in Indiana was years ago. So I remember like voting in the primaries when I was 17, because as long as you're going to be 18 by election day, you can vote in the primaries. I remember voting in the primaries at 17. And when I got there, they said, hey, I'm pretty sure I actually don't know what I registered as first in Indiana, but they were like, hey, do you want the Republican or the Democrat ballot? And I was like, oh, and I picked one. I actually picked the Republican one at the time, mostly because I was strategic and I was like, oh, this, I don't know. I thought I could do more good voting for the Republican one. Oh, okay. So I'll say right now, in 2008, I did not vote for Obama. I voted for McCain. Cause I was like, my very first time out, we were in the middle of a war. Why should you? You should probably take someone who has some experience dealing with war stuff. I have literally in the, 4 presidential elections I voted in so far. I've voted for Republicans, for Democrats, for third party candidates. I've literally gone across the board. Yeah. That wasn't in necessarily any order, one way or the other. So, except you can probably figure it out, given I just told you
McCain,
the beginning,
Obama,
and then
Gary Johnson. Funny enough, I've heard of a lot of, like, obviously not enough, but a lot of people I've heard, like, personally talk to, or like heard like people on podcasts, a lot of people voted for Gary Johnson. Present company.
Well,
included.
a lot of people on both sides that year didn't want to take, they weren't one of the like lesser of two evil people. So they went, no, I actually, that guy makes sense. I'm going to do that instead of pick one of these people I don't agree with at all.
There's too many hardcore on one side and then hardcore, not even on the other side, hardcore against the one side.
Yeah.
But if they would have put their power towards Gary Johnson, we could have avoided the whole last 4 years. That guy was cool as hell. He faked a heart attack as a joke. Because the lady was talking about all the negative effects of marijuana, It says it could cause heart attacks, and then he grabbed his chest and fell over. I was like, that's my guy.
And if I remember, he was essentially running like a unity ticket, if I remember right, because his vice president was from, I don't know if I'm actually being, if this is true or not. I'm pretty sure his vice president was from the opposite political party when they were both affiliated Republican Democrat, which is like totally makes sense. Like, yeah, come together on the things you agree with. We'll try and govern together. I'm down for it.
He had Bill Weld as his running mate.
Yes, he did.
He was the attorney general under Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably Republican. But then since 2016, he switched. Yeah, before 2016, he was Republican. 16 to 19, he was Libertarian. But now he's back to Republican.
So this is what put me on this whole thing was when you were talking about like essentially like voting for the greater good and having that in your head. Like, to be 100% honest, personally, I would probably identify my values as generally libertarian values of I don't give a fuck what you do. You can't tell me what to do. Let's just both go live our lives.
Limited government and be good intervention.
People. Right.
Like Let's Ron both go Swanson live our lives and be good people. Good example of a libertarian. Yes.
The issue is that really only works in a perfect society.
Exactly.
where there's you know, not systemic, not only just systemic racism, but systemic biases across many, many fields that you have to deal with, because you can't just say you do you and I'll do me and we'll both have a good life if we don't fuck with each other. If just life is just generally fucking with the other person and they don't have a chance to live a good life. So you kind of have to vote more liberal democratic right now. Because those are the, I'm not saying that's what you have to do as a listener, but if you care about the greater good in other people, that's the way you have to vote to hopefully get our system to that point where most people are equal. Because 100%, if we got there, I would flip on a dime.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the thing with the Democratic candidate of this year. You can tell the people that voted Democrat all weren't necessarily the ones that voted for Biden in the primaries. There are votes all over the board. But then he was the candidate. It's like, hey, he wasn't my first or second or even third choice as candidate. But that's what we got. Like, he's not perfect. He's not, like, I wouldn't even, if it was just like a choice of like, do you want Biden as president? Yes or no? I was like, I'd probably, if it was just a yes or no to just him and nothing else would change, I'd be like, yeah, probably not him. If we can get a different candidate in, that'd be good. But
most people voted because of what was already sitting in the office.
Yes.
We're like, nah, we got to fix that.
And one thing that swayed me from voting third party for once was it's not, granted, this is only my second presidential election I voted in, but it's not a vote specifically for Biden to be president. It's a vote to get us moving in the correct direction,
which is moving forward. Yeah, exactly. Which is what I hate about our current two-party system. The fact that you have to and I've been told this like, oh, you have to pick one of them because otherwise your vote doesn't mean anything. Fuck that. Grow a pair of whatever you want. And
ovum.
Because I've had women yell at me like, I don't want to grow a pair. Grow a pair of titties. I don't care. Grow a pair of ovaries. I don't care. Grow a pair and vote for the candidate you want that represents your values.
Yes.
That's how our life should work.
Exactly.
But it doesn't because our system is fucked.
Yes. But then what ends up happening is you vote in a candidate, like what's going to happen in 4 years, the right is going to try their best to push their candidate to get in. But then whoever gets in, they spend their first like year or two trying to undo everything the last person did. So it's a waste of time.
Biden just did that in what? 2 weeks.
I know. But like,
he undid all of
that. But just not even specifically talking about Trump and Biden, just going back every 4 to 8 years when a new president comes in.
All of them do it. Yeah.
All they do is they just, oh, well, we're reversing that because everybody, when you're in a minority, nobody's working together. Nobody's trying, like with the whole impeachment, nobody cared what the trial was. You could just have the vote and nobody's going to be swayed either way. It's just, Democrats are going to vote this way, and then Republicans are going to vote to spite the Democrats, and vice versa. That's all it is.
We both sound really jaded right now, and I know we're both not that jaded because when you get that jaded, you just become this like lump on a log who just doesn't do anything about it, which we both try and be active and supportive of causes that, we support. I was trying to find a better word there, but three drinks then fails me. Wow, this happy hour is not supposed to be about this, but fuck.
Poop and politics, that's the title.
What else is going on? I'm trying to think what else is... I'm trying to get away from this as fast as I can. Oh, shit. You know what we didn't talk about yet? The biggest news of the week so far. How did we not hit on this?
About how I felt like an idiot trying to find out why turtle pie is called turtle pie?
No.
I thought that was a big news story. No, wasn't
it? Is it made with turtles?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't sure. I was like, why is it called turtle pie? And I looked it up, and it said, because it has the same sort of ingredients that you'd have in a chocolate turtle candy.
Ah.
I was like, well, that's stupid. Why is a chocolate turtle candy called chocolate turtle? And then it's like, oh, because it looks kind of like a turtle. I was like, I just wasted all that time Googling. It's like, oh, why is it called a chocolate turtle? Because it looks like a turtle, kind of. Like, what an asshole I am.
Speaking of turtles and the thing we didn't talk about, like, I don't know how we didn't do it yet.
I don't know how you haven't said it yet. You just keep teasing it.
The Super Bowl. I mean, wasn't that a crazy game?
What did it have to do with turtles?
You didn't see the thing during the Super Bowl? It was crazy.
Oh, the fact that this is coming out after the Super Bowl happens.
Uh-huh. I can't believe we didn't talk about the Super Bowl yet.
Dude.
It was
fucking, can you believe?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
One?
It was
a very one-sided game.
I've seen recently. Like, the ending was...
not surprising.
I mean, I had my money on...
the Kansas City Chiefs.
But...
yeah, I really didn't have a stake in the game either way. But I placed a few prop bets. Only won one of them. That one being the color of liquid poured on the winning coach. Is 6.5-1 odds on blue. And I always go with blue. And it won. So that got me $32.50 because I put $5 on it. If only Patrick Mahomes, though, had only thrown for 3 completions, I would have won $5,000. But it is what it is. I had fun. Thoughts, Brandon? Anything to weigh in on this topic? Oh, yeah, no, because I'm recording this after the fact.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. It's done. It's over with. We got wait till next week.
Commercials were decent, though.
No, who gives a fuck about the Super Bowl when you could watch the Puppy Bowl?
True. I got nothing to add to that.
You know something about puppies? I mean, we've had puppies. They've gotten bigger. They're still puppies to us.
This is true. We're way too early for this, but...
but no, I got some...
we didn't get through half the news.
Well, no, but I got some... who gives a fuck about the news? We talked about winning the Super Bowl.
Yo, did you see Jeff Bezos step down from Amazon, though?
I didn't, actually.
How did you not?
Because I don't... I work a lot. I don't pay attention to...
I guess he's stepping down. I mean, that's right. So, I work, too.
But in front of a computer.
I get up in the morning and I have Google tell me the news every day.
I don't.
Should get on that level, especially Google. Since we do a podcast and we recap the news every week. Yeah, he's stepping down as CEO of Amazon. He's going to have just as much power, which is stupid because he's still going to be the executive chairman something.
Because I think Elon Musk, like I was hearing on a podcast
recently,
Elon Musk had passed him as richest man in the world. And then Jeff Bezos retook the title.
I'm pretty sure it's Elon Musk again.
Well, I don't keep up with the news, so.
The last time I heard the report, like during the report where they're like, he's stepping down, he's like once the most.
Richest man in the world.
It was, once the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos.
World's real-time billionaires, Forbes. This one's got Bezos again.
All right, I was wrong.
Based on the trading days then, too. Yeah, Elon in early January surpassed him.
Other than that, we need to do our shout out to Dustin Diamond who passed away.
Oh, Screech.
R.I.P. Screech. That's all I got on that one. It was just a random fact. It happened.
But anyways, Puppy Bowl, though.
I mean, we did talk about Super Bowl, but not Puppy Bowl. Correct.
I'm just talking about dogs in general. I like dogs. Do you like dogs?
They are, right? No, yes.
I love dogs. You have a dog. I have a dog. Let's talk about dogs on the real deal.
We can do that. I have a story from today, actually.
Ooh.
It's a cute dog story.
Your dog?
And other dogs.
Oh, well.
So it's super cute. So for those who don't know, my dog is super cute.
Facts.
he does. I think he was featured once on the Wasted Info Instagram.
Facts.
And he has his own Instagram. It's at Jack the Dog Daniels. I don't think it gets updated very frequently.
I don't know if I follow him.
Yeah, I don't even think I follow him. So
keep talking with your story.
He just thinks he's hot shit. Anyway, he's super cute. Little Jackby.
Oh, I do.
He's a Jack Russell Beagle mix. So we have dogs who live on both sides of us in our house. And on one side of our house is a large wooden picket fence that he cannot see through. And they have three dogs over there, very large dogs. And he goes crazy and runs back and forth on the fence and barks with them. But he has never seen them or met them. So he goes crazy every time. On the other side, we have a chain link fence. The neighbors we used to have over there had two like medium-sized-ish dogs. And he was best friends with one of them. And they would just run back and forth on the fence line as long as you let them until one of them got tired. And they'd just sit there and look at each other. They actually had this really weird thing where they would get tired and they would go to the bathroom. But they like coordinated it. I swear, like they would just both go to the bathroom and squat and just stare at each other like while pooping. It was really weird. They were cute. They were definitely besties. Like our neighbors told us, like yeah, our dog doesn't like other dogs except yours. Like she loves your dog. I was like, yeah, I know, because everyone loves Jack. Anyway, they moved and Jack had no friend next door. He would go out and he would stand there and the house was empty and it was really sad. But we just got new neighbors. And I think we talked about this on a recent episode. And they have a dog. He's a fairly big dog. I was talking to them. And he had grown up with other dogs. And he had dog friends before. And he's a super friendly dog. And he had no idea what to do with Jack. So Jack, my dog, he's the type of dog who's very vocal. So he would get to the fence line. And he barks and barks and barks. And runs with them. And barks while he's running with them. And this kind of freaked the new dog out. His name's Captain. And this has been going on for like a month now. They've been outside maybe 5 or 6 times together. Except finally today, they were out there. And Jack wanted to go outside because he smelled Captain out there. He can smell him through the window. He's like, all right, Captain's outside. Let me out. So I let him out to go run with his friend. And I'm watching him through the window. And they were both super excited. Like it's been like a week and a half since they've seen each other. So both of them, tails full wagon, Jack is down and starts running. And Captain's like, all right. And like kind of knew it. And like his owners have said before, like he's never run the fence with another dog. But today he finally did it. So Jack like taught him how to run along the fence together and just bark and just go crazy. So pretty sure he has a new best friend. And it's super cute.
That was a cute story.
Also, so I had to board him twice today. Or not twice today. That'd be weird. I had to board him twice this week because, as we mentioned previously, I had a plumber working in my house and I didn't want the dog around. Except today. I did leave him here today while the plumber was finishing. But twice earlier this week, I took him to a boarding place that we really, really like in Lexington. Because of the whole COVID thing, there wasn't a whole lot of small dogs before. And Jack didn't have a whole, like, they won't socialize him with bigger dogs. He's like 25 pounds. So they won't socialize him with bigger ones, even though he would fucking love that. Like he loves big dogs. He used to run around with my parents' 100-pound dog. But anyway, so they wouldn't move him up. So he got like a bunch of private playtimes whenever we boarded him before. So Monday was the first day they're like, hey, we have other small dogs. We can give him his like socialization test and then let him play with them if he's good. And they sent me, I'll send it to the Instagram so we can upload it. They sent me a picture of him like on one of the, they have some like ramps and like slides for the dogs. He was on one of the little ramps, just hamming it up, having a good old time. And they're like, yeah, he passed with flying colors and he loves playing with these other dogs. And they sent home a report card and it was like, yeah, he like made best friends and they like wrote down the names of the new dogs that are his best friends. And they're like, he was the best dog. And I was like, oh, look at that. My little guy being social. Which is weird because when he's with us, he's an asshole. This is when he's away from us, he's a happy little social friendly dog. That's all I got. How's Molly doing? Good.
She's chilling. Actually, I had to take her to the vet on Monday, like the emergency vet clinic at night.
Do you want to talk about that more in the real deal?
Oh, there's not much to talk about. She's had some kind of back issue. She's better now. She got pain meds and like an anti-inflammatory. But like after the first day, she's been fine. I still give her the meds just in case. But I bought her a little two-step to get up to the bed. Just like an old dog gets. She's
not old though.
Well, she's 7. She's getting...
I did have a moment. Yeah, no, I did have a moment when we first moved to Lexington and we went to the vet for the first time and the vet was like, so we're going to do the senior exam. I was like, oh no, he's not a senior. Like, he's 8. I was like, oh, he is a senior. Yeah. Oh, I mean, realistically, he's like middle-aged, but like this dog's going to live forever. He's going to be like 20, but fuck.
Yeah.
He's 8. I'll say we'll talk about more like, yeah, we'll talk about how we got our dogs and how they grew up more in the real deal.
Yeah.
So join us for that.
Just if anyone's wondering what Molly's doing right now, go to our Instagram page, @wastedinfo, and find the picture of the two potatoes, and that's exactly what she's doing right now. She's laying on the floor.
We'll make sure after we talk about them in this episode, we'll just like every couple of weeks post a what's Jack and Molly up to.
It's just them laying on the floor.
Yep, just being potatoes on different rugs in my house, as it may be. With that, this has been Wasted Information Happy Hour.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
That's a little too NPR compared to what we're used to.
We'll leave that part in too.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram @WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.